Hey everyone, it's Lisa Morton here with this week's Ghost Report. You may have seen a totally freaky story that was in the news this week about a 22-year-old French woman whose decaying body was found in an abandoned church in northern Italy. What made the story so bizarre was that her body was drained of blood, had been both stabbed and shot, and may have been part of a ritual sacrifice. The other part of the story that I found intriguing, though, was that the woman had told her family when she left that she was heading out as part of a ghost hunting competition on TikTok. What? There are ghost hunting competitions on TikTok? Well, I, of course, immediately went in search of this, and I found it in Italian. So, sadly, I don't know what it said. There is no question, however, that ghost hunting has become extremely competitive in the age of social media. Certainly, some ghost hunting TV shows have even promoted competition, like Ghost Academy, but most ghost hunters who have been at it for a while find themselves now investigating locations alongside multiple other teams. Even Zach Baggins has complained about how intense the rivalry between paranormal groups has gotten. Part of the issue is that everyone wants to be that next reality TV star, and this has led to a lot of what some ghost hunters call paradrama. A few years back, it was already so bad that some investigators started calling for paranormal unity, believing that ghost hunting is better when different teams share their evidence. Some ghost hunters say this competition has been happening since 2003, when the British series Most Haunted launched the modern paranormal reality TV show and ghost hunting groups exploded in number. Now there are even conventions dedicated to paranormal unity. Take, for example, the New Jersey Para-Unity Expo, celebrating its 10th annual occurrence this coming November, and bringing together a lot of stars of the ghost hunting community. My question is, will they share evidence or just vie for who can sell the most signed photos? Until next week, this is your own competitive ghost reporter, Lisa, signing off.